Thanks for switching on this Carrie and Tommy podcast. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Oh, just living the dream. How are you, Pickers? What? Do you not believe that? Why?
No, I am really happy to be here.
Yes.
Change of scenery.
Oh.
Change is as good as a holiday.
The kids.
It's not, but I'm
it's
glad
not.
To be here.
No. No one's ever got to their new job and gone, you know what? Europe can bugger off. This is perfect. This portable is fantastic. God, an open plan. Ugh, who needs a martini on the beach?
$1 million would be good, though.
$1 million would be so great.
When we can holiday again.
And you know how we often ask people, first thing you do, as soon as you get $1 million,
yes.
You win $1, what are you going to do? Well, finally, I got sent something and I thought, yeah, that's what you do. That's really living. This is a news reporter explaining what a man did after he won the lotto.
That he won the lottery jackpot, a Western Cape man peed all over the office floor of his boss of over 23 years, and proceeded to take a dump on his boss's office desk before quitting his job on Friday morning. Now, when he went to go claim his winnings this morning, he found that he had never won anything. My apologies.
Oh,
a 42-year-old man who is now unemployed.
So don't celebrate too soon.
Check your tickets. Check your tickets. Hey, heaps coming up in the show. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, gosh.
I had such a restless night.
What's been happening?
And I was in so much pain.
Pain?
At about 1 a.m. that I almost... I was going to say tut-tutted Chris. I'm even doing that in his sleep.
Tut-tutted
no,
him?
Like, what do you call, pat? Like, patted him?
What? You patted him?
Woke him up, you know, like.
Like, woke him up?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Do you just mean woke him up? I think that's the term. When do you go, oh, God, how are we going to wake him? I know, a good tut-tut will do it.
I mean, when you pat someone to
pat hand
up.
Action, that'll put him back to sleep.
Like, okay, pretend you're asleep.
Okay,
I almost did this. How do you describe this?
Nudged him.
I almost nudged him.
What's happened to your basic?
Woke him up.
Well, I didn't sleep last night, did
yeah,
I?
Fair enough,
so I'm
fair
tired.
Enough, fair enough. The project's going to be good tonight.
Sentence together.
So you nudged, shook him.
Shook him.
There you
I
go.
Almost shook him. I did.
Oh, wow.
I didn't
wow.
Even.
This story's got everything.
I almost shook him awake because yeah. I was in so much pain and I had
13,
been for
10, 60,
hours.
What did you almost do? Because, man, think of the repercussions if you actually did something. So you almost
I'd
shook
been
him.
Up and down to the toilet a few times and every time I got up and down to the toilet, I had the worst pain in my chest and it spread from one nipple to the other. That's how broad the pain was. But it was deep in my chest,
yeah.
And I honestly
you're
thought I was having a heart attack.
Heartbroken or something.
So, from all the.
No wonder you shook him. You're like, you did this.
And I lay there, but I kept thinking maybe it's indigestion. And if I shook him awake and then have to say, oh, sorry, don't worry, it's just indigestion, I'd be embarrassed, right?
Mm.
But I was that close to thinking perhaps I needed to go to the hospital because
yes.
I thought, is this what a heart attack feels like?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what one feels like, you know?
I mean, am I allowed to have a guess? I just think that you kept having to go to the toilet. I don't know if
no, the toilet,
heart attacks are relieved by
a quick trip
to the bog.
So the toilet bit is just because I go multiple times a night because I've got a light bladder. Yes.
You should work on that. You can drink lots of water. No. What? Of course, it's a sling.
A bedpan.
What is a sling?
It's what happens when you prolapse.
Oh, God.
You get a sling. They're amazing. And then they stop you peeing.
Yeah, but why? I was just going to say you should work on making your bladder bigger because you can drink lots of water during the day and train yourself.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Oh, I've got enough.
But, yeah, go on.
To
get
three
a sling. That sounds
two jobs.
Heaps easier.
I can't start training my bladder as well. I'm going to train.
It'll give you
Annie's
more
bladder.
Time.
Maybe we can do it together.
That's true.
Anyway, every time I got up to the toilet, I noticed the pain. It got worse when I got up. And then
yes.
I'd lay back down. I couldn't get comfortable in bed. It was stressing me out so
yes,
much.
Yes, I'm stressed.
And just before I tut-tutted him, my brain went ding,
yeah.
And then I remembered. And I remembered that I'd done a push-up challenge earlier.
Oh.
And then all it was that I was in a huge amount of pain,
yes,
from doing too many push-ups.
Yes.
Hero, I know. I didn't even complete the challenge now that I remember.
Imagine how sore it would have been if you did.
But it reminded me of the time that I went to the doctor and I thought I had acute appendicitis. I just needed to poo.
Did you? Because when I was a kid, I did the same. And I think he's got appendicitis. I'll never forget. They put me on the bed and they go, lie on your side. And
then
he poked his hand into my stomach. I let go of the biggest part you've ever heard. And he goes, I think that might be it. Do you feel better? And I didn't want to, I felt unbelievable, but I didn't want to say that. And so I was like, oh, maybe. Maybe it helped a little, Doc.
Imagine if you had surgery because you needed to fart.
Okay, so this is the point I wanted to get
to. Imagine them cutting you open and just go.
This is what I wanted to talk about, because I almost woke Chris up, but I didn't, right?
Yes.
But in your situation, you were at the doctor's surgery, right?
Yes.
How many people end up in an emergency department with something that ends up being, you just need a big fart, or,
yes,
or perhaps
I just.
And you remember when you're there in front of a surgeon, and they go, is there any chance you just did a few push-ups this morning and you've clogged up the hospital system purely because you're a numbskull?
Great.
Because you clogged up something else.
Give us a call, 13 10 60.
When was it? Was it not an emergency but an emergence? No.
13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Littleton on 13 10 60. We're doing this.
When was it? Was it not an emergency, but an emergence? No.
Some of your finest.
C's, yes.
Yes.
In Italian.
And of course, what's no in Italian?
No.
No.
I actually don't know what no is.
No, Bella.
Italian. No, Bella. Is it no?
I don't know.
No.
None.
Anyway.
No.
Point is, on the weekend, in the middle of the night, I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, so you tried to wee that off.
Before I woke Chris up to tell him maybe we should go to the hospital, I remembered I'd done a whole lot of push-ups earlier that day and I was just having chest problems as a result.
Yes, yes. Brittany, welcome to the show. Do you know what no is in Italian?
Absolutely no idea.
No? Okay, no. That sounds very similar to in English, but okay.
When was it not an emergency, Brittany?
Oh, there's so many times, but I can remember vividly a gentleman came in and assumed.
Hold on, just to check before you go on. You work in a hospital, Brittany?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany,
okay.
I thought for a second you were like, oh, I go in there all
that's
the
what
time.
I thought too. So you're an emergency nurse?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so a gentleman came in thinking he was bleeding out. And after a little bit of investigation, we worked out that he just ate a huge salad with those beetroot, shredded beetroot.
Yes.
That's distressing. To be fair, that's happened to me. It's quite distressing when you see your pee red.
Yes. I mean, I've had the same thing, but with Barocca, and I'm like, oh, my God, I must be dehydrated to the point of death.
That's awesome, Brittany. Thank you. Danielle, when was it an emergence? No.
I was enjoying my daytime free time, I get a call from school. My daughter's got a stomach pain, so I go to the doctor's. He tells me to go straight to the hospital. I'm thinking, oh, my God, okay. So, like, Tommy, my daughter had fart pains, and it was a waste of my free day being at home.
Did your daughter, Danielle, like me?
Yes.
Did your daughter get them squeezed out of her by a doctor?
I don't think it was squeezed as such, but she moved a particular way and it did fart in the whole room. And I'm like, great. Thanks for that, Hayley.
Oh, good on you, Danielle. Thank you. G'day, Lynn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. Yes. We're so good. When was it an emergence? No.
Do you know what no is in Italian, first of all?
No.
Have we worked, Jesse, have we worked that out yet?
I honestly thought it was Spanish that we were going for with that.
Oh, yeah. C
is
Spanish.
Italian? What's yes in Italian? C, isn't it?
Lynn, quick. What's yes in Italian? Oh, it is C.
Si, signora.
Yes.
Anyway, well, Lynn, we digress.
How do we have seven producers tapping away at stuff?
No one can tell us.
No is no.
No,
no
is yes.
In no
Italian
is no.
Or Spanish?
In Italian.
Okay, in Italian. Now Lynn's reversing. It's taken so long.
Lynn's trying to back out of this radio show.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Dylan Alcott has racked up something never before done. Probably a poor choice of words.
I was actually just shocked in my face. I was like, what's he done?
He's racked up something that's never before been done by a man in tennis. It's only been done once by a female. That female is Steffi Graf. He has won a Golden Slam because...
What's a Golden Slam?
A Golden Slam is all four Grand Slams and a gold medal in the same year. Incredible stuff, Dil. We know you are out celebrating at the moment.
I saw him chugging his beer. Out of the cup.
Yes. But so Dil said wherever he is in the world, he takes some time out to make sure he listens to our show you know, on the listener app. So good on you, Dil. We love you, mate, and congratulations. Up next, Bickers, I want to go to the other end of successful because I think I am officially the world's worst at something.
Do you want me to? Oh, don't want
list. I know, don't suggestions. I don't know if feelings
quite
hurt.
A few.
Yeah, some people do.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. $1 million Alpha Bucks is coming up later on the Sabo.
What did you think of that tune? Because
just then yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, good singing.
Haven't
you
heard that in a while.
Hmm?
Two of the best.
Yeah, two of the best, and their names.
Oh, it's a tricky one sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
Who? What? Just one. Say the words.
Counting
Crows. Oh, I love Counting Crows. Mr. Jones, they're in Billions, the show I watch. The opening music is Counting Crows.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think that Counting Crows and I have anything in common?
Not a lot, okay. No.
So I realise, I mean, I always knew I wasn't good, but I think I've come to the realisation that I may be the worst singer, certainly that I've ever heard.
Yep.
And possibly in the world.
Yes, so I think that... That's a big call to say the world over, but I think it could be accurate. I mean, I've sat very close to you when you've sung.
Well, this is us singing together.
One day before you know it, you will see
all of the pain and all the irony.
You'll feel the sting
and you'll think of me.
Because it hurts when you hurt.
My memory of that was that I was a bit better than that.
Yeah, well, you're bad, but I make you look good.
I only remember from that you on your own, and the joy I get when I remember you singing. Sometimes in the middle of the night when I'm bored, I'll just think about it and have a little chuckle to myself and I'll nod back off to sleep.
I don't think it was. Oh, have a listen.
Ticking it slowly. I'm afraid to be lonely. Nobody told me. It's harder than I thought to tell the truth.
Wait.
It's gonna leave you in pieces. Alone with your demons.
Means.
And I know that we need this. But I've been too afraid to follow through.
Okay, wait.
I didn't mean that.
Demons. So with your demons. Demons.
So did you think you'd gotten, that was a few years ago now, did you think you'd gotten better over the last few years or something?
No, but I've just been having a bit of fun recently. I've been saying when I'm with people, let's sing and let's sing as good as we can because I reckon I'm going to be worse than you. And people are so quick to go, mate, no way, I'm shocking singer, I'm tone deaf. There's absolutely no way you're worse than me. And I go, okay, this is the best that I can sing. It was Lean On Me the other day. I said, this is the best that I could sing, Lean On Me. And then I would sing, and every time I've done this, I've silenced the room, and everyone's put their hand down, and they're like, we don't even need to compete. And they've congratulated me and
well
handed
done.
Me the crown.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. And we've got a bit of Lean On Me here.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Me of year 12. That was our leaving song.
Oh, did it come out in that year?
So, do you think you can sing that?
I know I can sing it.
Can
yes.
You, yeah, great.
Would you like it now, or would you like 131060? Give us a call.
You're going to make us wait for your bad singing.
Okay. Would you like it now?
No.
As best as I.
Let's wait. Yeah, it'll be definitely worth the wait.
Really sending confusing messages here.
I'm a woman.
131060. Give us a call if you want to be in a sing-off with me. If you think you are worse than me.
Yeah, don't call if you've got a beautiful voice.
Oh, don't be one of those jerks who are like,
I think I've got a terrible one. Yeah. Lean on me.
Hang on, that is a terrible one. You're doing that confusing messaging again. Give us a call, 131060. We're having a bad sing-off. Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Monday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy, and we are looking for the world's worst singer.
No, no. I think we've found him.
He's can looking we, right at you, Jesse.
Can we hear him?
Can I slowly... I'm afraid to be lonely. No, okay. Don't hear me.
Okay. What are you doing there? I'm trying to find a note.
I've got no idea.
So that was about 2 years ago. Mm. Now, in that time, have you got worse or better? That's the question I think we're all wondering. And you said that you've been singing Lean On Me to groups of people to start a bit of a sing-off. Try and work out.
That's
who
not me. Should let you know. Yes, try and work out who's worse.
Yeah, and you only get to do your bit, and then everyone goes, okay, pen down, you're the worst.
I'm yet to hear one other person sing on me.
Maybe you need to let them go first.
Okay, great.
Yes.
That's good. G'day, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Look, I mean, apart from untalented, I'm pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks.
Okay. Have you been told that you're a horrible singer?
Multiple times. My kids, even my three-year-old son now tells me to stop singing. So it's pretty
fantastic.
Bad.
I love that you are pushing through despite getting a lot of people
to. That's greatness.
That is greatness.
Oh, I think I sound fantastic.
Of course, in your head. You're Adele.
Absolutely.
Lisa, do you want to give us a bit of Lean On Me in your own time, please?
Okay, ready? Lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on.
Oh, Lisa,
piss off,
good.
Lisa.
Good. Oh, you tell your kids to piss off because you've got a great voice, Lisa.
Lisa, you sound great. Oh.
Megan, if you're going to call just to prove that you're a good singer, we don't want you.
No, absolutely not, guys.
You better be bad, Megan.
Oh, I think I could put you to shame, Tommy, for sure.
Have you been told that you've been bad?
I'm not allowed to sing at home.
That's great.
I'm not allowed. They walk out the whole house.
You've got a bit of a Miley Cyrus huskiness about you, Megan.
It sounds like it actually could be really beautiful in a singing voice.
If you think so, then you must be as tone deaf as me.
you take it away, Megan, and we'll decide for ourselves.
Mm. Okay. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you. Carry on.
Megan.
Your turn, Tommy.
I tell you what, I'm glad one of our callers is finally on topic. Thank you. it's beautiful in a different way. That's what I will
You
say.
Can just say it's bad.
It is Megan's bad, but okay, I love Megan.
Yes, yeah. No, Megan's awesome. Okay. It's that they've been two women now, but for a true man-to-man comparison, let's talk to Luke. Luke, how do you go in the singing department?
How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a low voice. That should make for a good singer, Luke.
Yeah, it could, except that I can't sing. I have a good voice on the phone, but then when I try and sing it, it kind of goes really, really high for some reason.
Does it? It goes high, Luke.
High-ish.
Yes.
It tries to cut itself. So what's best here? Is it best for you to go first or for Luke to go first, do you think?
What would you like? Luke, I'm happy to hand the decision over to you, Luke. Would you like me to go first or would you like you to go first?
I'd like to see what I'm up against. I haven't won much very often, but I've got a feeling I might win this one.
Okay. Well, so far, Megan is obviously in the lead.
Obviously,
Yeah, but I will, I will give you... I will give you... Now, this is...
You're not mocking it. This is not like a comedic version of Lean On Me, even though it's going to sound funny.
I promise you that this is sincerely...
Okay. I'll close my eyes so I don't distract you.
Yes, this is... I'm going to shut my eyes too. Okay. This is my best...
Pip, stop laughing.
This is my best singing. Lean on me When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody. Somebody
okay,
to lean
that's
on.
Ridiculous. That Why are you huffing like you've just climbed a
I think
stair?
I don't know when to breathe.
Your asthma really causes
I know.
Trouble
I don't know.
There,
I don't know when
it?
To breathe.
How about just at some point?
That was
okay,
a long
time. Luke. Okay, take it away, Luke.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
I'll try.
It won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody. I just might
talk to my brother.
And if you need a hand, we all need somebody
to lead.
Great work, Loki.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Heaps still coming up on the show, including your chance to become a millionaire before 5 o'clock. Bickers, right now, I want to talk to you firstly about cucumbers and pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out recently that a cucumber and a pickle are the same thing, and it blew my tiny mind.
Well, they were from the same thing, but they go on different journeys.
Sorry?
Because in... They're not the actual same thing.
Yeah, pickles are pickled cucumbers.
Yes, that's what I mean. So they start out the same journey and then one goes into a jar and then the other one keeps living its life.
You don't think they're the same thing?
Yeah, but I feel like a cucumber has, so a pickle's little, right? So doesn't a cucumber then go on to grow? Whereas
well,
the
there
pickle
are
is...
big pickles as well.
Are there?
Whoa, can you get a pickle the size of a fully a cucumber. Grown cucumber?
I don't know
you
that.
You made that up.
That'd be sick.
That's a difference because I'm much more of a gherkin fan. What's
I'm
the difference
not
between
that,
a gherkin
mate,
and a pickle?
I didn't even know that pickles and cucumbers are the same thing. So I'm not going to know the answers to any of these.
So are pickles cukes pickled or are they cucumbers that are growing? Then they pickle them, which stops them growing.
Why
and
is
then
she still asking the question?
Sorry, because this whole conversation's about pickles and cucumbers.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Sure.
But it can be.
13106, if you know anything about pickles and cucumbers, I have some questions.
That's so fun. We've never done this before where we do the reverse thing to callers. Like we're going to have to ask them questions and they give us the answer.
I know.
Pickle experts or cucumber experts? Which ones do you want?
They're the same thing, aren't they?
How are we fighting out of all of them?
We're in a real pickle, aren't we?
No, we're in a cucumber, thank you very much. Give us a call, 131060.
Jerkin.
That's good. That's really good.
So what did you want to actually talk about?
No, I was going to go on to talk about another. It's all right. Let's do pickles and cucumbers.
Okay.
We've got, I think we might already have an expert on the line. G'day, Mia.
Oh, hey, how are you going?
Yeah, so good. What's the difference between a pickle and a gherkin?
Well, a gherkin, in German, a cucumber is actually called a gherkin. So it's based off a cucumber.
Oh, so a cucumber and a gherkin and a pickle are all the same thing.
Well, I guess, but the direct translation in German for cucumber is gherkin.
Wow.
That's so weird.
And where's a zucchini fit?
They're
I guess wherever you...
Things, yeah.
Good.
Should we go to Sue?
Yes.
Sue, tell me, is a pickle a cucumber on its way to growing and then they pickle it before it gets a chance and then a cucumber then grows and on its merry way? Or is a pickle a cuke?
Well, Carrie, I'd really like to know because my name's Sue Gherkin and I was teased at school through the whole of high school being called Gherkin Squirter.
Gherkin Squirter.
Well, I also got called Little Green Cucumber and occasionally got called Pickle. So I just would like to know as well. And my brother's name is Gary Gherkin. Gary Gherkin
is Susan
Gherkin. What was his nickname? Did he get Little Squirt as well? Or
no, he got Colonel. I don't know why. He got Colonel.
Because...
It was me that got teased all the time because I was also the shortest in the whole school.
Sue,
I was little.
I feel like, well, my last name was Little as Sue, so I mean, it still is. but so that I was open to my fair share of heckling in primary school as well, if that helps.
Well, that's what builds such great character. That's why we have such a good sense of humour.
But I tell you what, I would have killed for a kid with the last name Gherkin at my school because I would have said, everyone focus attention away from Little and onto Gherkin.
131060, we still haven't solved the dilemma.
Oh, should we go to...
We'll go to a break. Okay. We'll come back and we'll work out the difference between a pickle, a kick, and a gherkin and a kick.
Okay, great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon and welcome to pickle / gherkin / cucumber chat.
Yes, even we threw a zucchini in there for a hot second. I did not know that pickles and cucumbers were the same thing and that cucumbers were just pickled to make pickles.
Mm.
And now we've got
what
questions about
what did you think
gherkin.
They were?
I just thought they were a separate vegetable.
Right, that looked exactly the same.
I thought you grew pickles.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
And then just added a sauce to it.
No, I assumed you pickled them, but I thought you pickled a pickle.
Right.
Yes. Because when there are other things... So pickled onions are called pickled onions. So I don't know why they're not called pickled cucumbers.
Interesting. And I thought a gherkin was something different, but you're telling me a pickle and a gherkin and a cucumber are all the
mate,
same thing.
I'm not. That was the old mate before.
Margie, clear things up
yes.
for us. What have you got to add?
Okay. All right, guys. Seriously, I'm Estonian. So going back to like the ethnic background of being pickled, having a pickle to a cucumber is a very different thing. The scenario is that when you pickle a pickle, it's a cucumber exactly, but you vinaigrette it with salt. So you let it absorb all the moisture in the pickle itself, and that's the form of pickle. It's the same with the onion. You do the same thing. A cucumber is a cucumber, like a Lebanese cucumber or any other cucumber. So you eat it raw.
But Margie, sorry, we understand that when you eat a pickle, it tastes different and is in different form to a cucumber. But we didn't realise that pickles are pickled cucumbers.
Pickled are cucumbers, but they're pickled.
Welcome to being confused.
I think Margie sent us backwards, actually.
Lauren,
can you get us
I'm
back on?
I'm scared to you ask you to help me with my pickle cucumber knowledge.
Well, I have a different fact that will blow your mind, Tommy.
Of course you do.
Right.
Did you know that capsicums, whether they're green, yellow or red, are all from the same like tree? It's all from the same plant.
There's not a yellow tree or a red tree.
No. I thought the same thing and I was a silly billy and asked my friend when she bought one which colour she had and she thought I was the biggest idiot.
How do they make them different colours then?
It's the different ripe stages that they go through.
Oh, hold on. Oh, so it's not like one tree has all sorts of colours growing. Oh, is that why? Because I don't like the green tasting one.
And then
I prefer when they get, I don't mind a yellow, but when they get to a red, they're real juicy.
Lauren, thank you.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
You're welcome.
Good on you.
I thought you'd love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you did great. Thanks, Lauren.
Should we go to Willow? Willow, talk to us about what your little fun pickle cucumber fact is, because at this current point, we still don't really understand.
Look, I have absolutely no clue, but I just want to give a shout out to Romani.
Good on you, Willow. Let's go to Susie real quick. G'day, Suze.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Help us.
Pickles are a type of cucumber. There's many varieties of cucumber. It's just pickling is one of them.
Let's go to Joe.
Joe, if you don't help us sort this mess out.
Certainly. Do you know Tree mustard pickles that you put on your ham and cheese sanger?
Love them.
You know the brand Tree?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to work picking baby cucumbers and they used to come and buy them off us.
So they're baby cucumbers that get pickled?
Exactly. That's all it is, baby cucumbers.
But hang on. A baby... One more question,
which
Joe.
Is exactly what I thought.
Is
and then
that what
they go on their merry way to get grown into big ones.
Are cute exactly. baby cucumbers? Or would these ones grow bigger if you let them keep growing and you pick them?
They would have grown bigger if we let them, but we were told to pick them only up to a certain size. If they were too big, you couldn't pick them.
And Joe, what's a gherkin?
I'd be fine, eh, Tommy?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Right now, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
Blackmores, Swiss, yes. Caruso, yeah. Rimmel, Sally Hansen, Maybelline. Shall I go on? All half price.
You know what I've been getting half price lately?
What?
Some Henry Blooms.
What's Henry Blooms?
They've got great vitamins and minerals from the wonderful folks at Chemist Warehouse. Make sure you get into Australia's number one online and in-person pharmacy.
What's Henry like in person?
Matey blooms. He blossoms. He does.
Hey, speaking of blossoms, our next guest, he blossoms.
Sorry? Does he?
Well, no, I was thinking of the what's when a flower blooms, the unveiling. That's what he does for a living. No? He what do you call it? When
deflowers people?
Deflowers.
Okay. I can't wait to see who this guest is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, sorry. I was expecting some kind of Masked Singer intro.
Yes.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to all bang in.
I feel like I've
watched
it enough on TV.
Same.
It was very strange the other night when I was watching my 9/11 special go to air, because obviously when you make specials, you're not thinking about what the ads are going to be in between. Mm. And every time we went to an ad break, it was Masked Singer. Woo, pinatas. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a kebab dancing.
It was a lot.
Dan Hughes is here. Get out, Hughes.
It's like I'm back on the project again where Karen's just done a headline. You know, it's like, Tommy, you got the funny video coming up and you're like, nah, we can do this segue.
It took, Carrie is so good at doing this move, which is into some serious news now.
I've gotten worse at it, if that's possible.
I genuinely mean you are great at that.
No, I think I've gotten worse at it. Honestly, it's like now I can see it coming a mile away and I get stressed.
Oh, no.
And then I make it super awkward.
The worst bit is when I remember when I was on the project where you'd do a bit, no one would laugh, so I'd have to laugh. You'd have to laugh yourself, Tommy, you know what I mean?
You've got to create your own.
What do you mean? Everyone would always laugh.
No, but not always.
Oh,
but then
I'd get told in my ear, you got to laugh, otherwise you know you'll crack it.
Well, and there's a reason for that, because sometimes you weren't. But then I'd be like,
mate, I've been way generous to you in your time.
You are a very supportive wife.
No, she is. She's the best. There's no doubt about it. But every now and again, she couldn't laugh because she'd be doing a really serious headline afterwards.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't be finished laughing and she'd be halfway through the headline. And I'd have to really just you stop your own laughter. It's a lot of sadness in the world, but we've got to, anyway.
But this is good, though. This is fun. The Masked Singer back on our screens tonight. Just what the world needed, Husey.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people are saying. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the Masked Singer to bring people back from the edge.
I love it.
Well, so you should.
The new masks look incredible. The new outfits look incredible. Did they, as Bika said, pinata, vampire, professor.
Kebab.
Did they run out of ideas when they got into kebab?
It's unusual. It's an unusual mask. But the thing about the kebab is that, which I love, is it's a vegan kebab. So if you look at the top of it, you'll see a little sort of vegan patties. So
yeah, but there's some meat inside.
No, there isn't, mate. It's a vegan kebab.
A person.
Oh, yeah, no, there is. All right. That's right. It's an actual person in there.
But is there actually a conversation happening when they're picking this and they want to be diverse, so they put a vegan kebab in there? Or is that is it just a falafel because falafels are yummy?
Look, I think falafel kebabs are yummy, and during the filming of it I had a falafel kebab every single night. So
that's unfortunate for the people next to you.
I know, honestly, it was tough.
You also think they're delicious because you've forgotten how good meat tastes.
Nah, falafels are good.
Not compared to
I would prefer a falafel kebab.
To chicken or lamb?
Yep,
nah.
I think
it was worse for you, would you?
No, I honestly prefer it. I love a falafel.
So do I, but I'm on Tommy's side here. You know?
Hey, how much did you pay Kim Kardashian to do some Masked Singer promotion for you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Look, I hadn't even connected the two, to be honest, but that's a good one from you. Is she on the show? Is she on it?
Didn't think she was ever on it. It was funny that she wore her GIMP mask.
Yes, when are we
going to
see meet GIMP mask? That's fun. After kebab, there's GIMP mask.
I can't see why not, mate. Let's write these ideas down. What you need to know, though, and I know you don't, tonight's reveal, you know when they say unmissable TV or, you know, the semi-finals of The Voice.
It's usually missable, yeah.
Yeah, semi-finals of The Voice, you'll never forget these performances. And can you, any of you know what happened in the semi-final of The Voice?
I don't watch any other TV but Channel 10, so I don't know what you're talking about.
And you should be the same, actually, Hughes.
Yeah, no, I just hear the promos. No. When they do ads on our network. I tell you, the reveal tonight is next level. It's huge.
So the question I have is, I know we've been in lockdown, this was filmed during COVID, but is there still the chance for internationals?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to cop some flack. There's no doubt about it. But
you're going to cop flack because of who you think it is?
No, because people are flying in. So, but
oh, okay. But that's not your directive.
No, it doesn't deal with me.
That could just dilute some of the other flack you're copping on Twitter at the moment.
But that's all his fault.
No, on that, and I know that you guys probably watch from afar, and I'd like some support at some point. But
you're on your rants,
mate. I'm off Twitter. I hear about it. You know where I hear about your Twitter feed through other comedians. They call me for no other thing but to go, have you seen Hughes on Twitter? And I go, no.
Well, you know what, though? I'm getting really high-level support from blue tick, really smart people, but it's all happening under the cover of my direct messages. No one supports me. It's like, oh, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Screenshot them. Post them.
I nearly did the other day, honestly.
Who was it?
It was a massive epidemiologist. I can't even see it, but he supported me. And I'm like, mate, publicly it'd be okay.
He doesn't want to lose his job.
Mate, we can't wait to watch Masked Singer tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. It's so exciting. Thanks, Hughes.
Yeah, I love you guys. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
First, we've never had someone say with their $1 million they would buy a grand piano. Pat, what a beautiful thing to do.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you here, Pat. And you might not know this, Pat, but Vickers has been getting into a bit of music lately. She's been playing the guitar, but with her mouth. Because do you want to give Pat a bit of mouth shredding?
I thought you were going to tell her how I learned to play Coldplay on the piano.
Clocks? Wow. No, yeah. give Pat a bit of mouth shredding.
You know, I can't.
Just give her a bit.
Okay. Just imagine you're playing the piano, Pat, and I'm playing guitar next to you, and we're playing a bit of 90s rock. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, Pat, despite the offer of potentially $1 million being on the line, I wouldn't be surprised if you hung up on that.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Pat, how are you feeling? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, look, a bit nervous, but I'm ready to go, I think.
Okay, the shred would have got you relaxed, right?
You can't make more of a fool of yourself now, Pat, than I just did, so think of it that way. You've got 30 seconds, Pat, to answer all 10 questions. We're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we have time. Time is going to start at the end of the first question. If you get all 10 of these correct, you're going to win 10 grand and then win your way to $1 million day.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Pat, your letter for today is M for Monday.
M for Monday. Okay. Yep.
Are you ready to go?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit me.
Pat, name an animal.
Pass.
A car brand.
Mercedes.
A city.
Melbourne.
A river.
Murray.
A board game.
Mousetrap.
Something in a handbag.
Makeup.
A TV show.
Melrose Place.
A sandwich spread.
Mayonnaise.
A female singer.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
A cocktail.
Oh, Melody. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh. The very first one was the only one that tripped you. Oh, name an animal, Pat. Have you got one now?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good, though. At least it wasn't just on the tip of your tongue.
I was going to say mouse, but that's not an animal.
Yeah. A mouse is an animal.
Oh, anyway.
Pat, you were so good.
Oh, you got to re-enter, Pat, because I feel like this game is yours for the taking.
Oh. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hopefully chat to you again soon, Pat. All the best.
Thank you.
If you are like Pat and you think, I want a shot at that $1 million, just download the Listener app. It's free to do. Search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the form. That could be you. Carrie and
Tommy. That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. There are still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Almost ended up in hospital on the weekend.
I mean, that's a tease I'm sticking around
for. I'll tell you the harrowing tale soon.
Exactly how many minutes is that away? Don't do the maths.
No.
Don't do the maths.
Everyone's talking about it.
What's the haps on the app?
Guys, last week. Wow, yesterday.
Yesterday, I was not near you.
Wow, very specific.
You guys attending different church services? What are you doing?
Last week, when we were playing Same, Same, But Spoken, we need to come up with a name, actually, because we do a different one every week. The replacement
Same, Same, But Country and Western.
Yes. We got a message about that one, because I've been bringing you guys a different one every week to try and replace Same, Same, But Spoken. And last week was your idea, Tommy.
Yes.
You're pretty pleased with it. And apparently, so were our listeners.
Great.
We got a message saying, I just wanted to say that Same, Same, But Country and Western segment the other day was the best radio segment ever. You guys talking in your best country and Western voices was the funniest thing ever. And I was laughing like a crazy person in my car on the drive home. She particularly enjoyed What's Your Name, Little Lady. And so I thought, do you want to give us a little bit more of your accents? Because yours was the best.
Who's this from? Can we name this beautiful person?
We can't. We don't have the name.
We do. Name is Belinda here.
How do we not have that?
Good work.
Jessie,
I've got the same note.
Jessie, we can't. I wish we had a way of tracking down.
I started scrolling down here. I was like, wow, this really doesn't have a name on it.
And this right here is Jessie, known as the worst detective ever.
What's her name, little lady?
That's good.
What's your name there, little lady?
Thank
you, Belinda.
So does this mean that for now on we're only going to do Same, Same, But Country?
Please, because it's next.
Great.
Yeah. No, that's not what it means. I'm going to disappoint you with something new up next.
Not just us, Belinda as well. Or as you call her, what's her name?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is time to be disappointed.
Same, same, but underwater.
Underwater. Just a question before we get stuck in, Jesse.
Mm.
When literally minutes ago we just brought the feedback saying that this was the most enjoyable segment, why have we changed it?
Oh, because we changed it. We did this last week. We didn't know the segment, the feedback yet.
And I know, but the thing about you changing it every week, the reason you were changing it every week was to find a great replacement for Same, Same, But Spoken, and we found it.
So why
are we going back to doing shit segments again? Yeah.
Roll the dice for a bit of fun.
You literally started this with prepare to be, was it underwhelmed?
Disappointed.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I say before I get into bed with someone, but you can't say that on professional radio.
Yeah.
You also say, what's your name, little lady?
What's your name, little lady? It sounds so creepy.
It really does.
Prepare to be underwhelmed there, little lady.
All right. Should we have a go? Here's your first song.
Sure, mate.
Carrie.
Oh, I can hear it.
Spice Up Your Life.
Mm.
Spice Girls.
I'm picturing Jessie with a speaker down at a lake, putting it under the water and then recording on his iPhone.
Me and Jez were down there, all right?
No, Jez knows better.
Song number two.
It is, what's his name with the fro?
Three. Two.
It is
good time. Da 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 da. Every day you're shuffling.
Yeah.
Red Foo, shuffling.
It's my go. Though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you just say it then.
Yeah, Tommy. But it's not Red Foo. It's the, isn't it? Isn't it the group they were part of?
Yeah.
That kick help him.
Yeah, but I've forgotten what they were called. The Move Shakers or something. What are they called?
Producer Bell, would you like to
The Groove Rockers.
Go?
LMFAO.
Body Rocky. Oh.
Body Rocky.
LMFAO.
The Move Shakers. Thanks,
move
Dad.
The Move Shakers. Are they the Move Shakers with the hip new tune for the boys?
Oh, Same, Same, But Old is quite good. Let's play that one next.
Is LMFAO, is it laughing my ass off? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why would you call your group that?
I mean, LMFAO is a pretty catchy name.
Well, it's certainly stuck with shaking. Tommy. All right, song number three.
Tommy? in time.
Yeah.
Jesse, we're jamming. Jesse, we're mouth jamming.
Go
Let us mouth jam, bro. You always ruin fun.
You want your baby.
I want my boogaboo.
Is it Camila Cabello?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
Dua Lipa. Star,
oh, yeah.
Moonlight. Ooh, I want you, baby. My bugaboo. My crazy lady.
My crazy lady.
My bugaboo. yeah.
She's right. A hit maker.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't realise.
What was her name?
You won't,
I know.
Hey, you won't believe what I heard today. The Dua Lipa is a hit maker. Thanks, Carrie. Hot take.
Carrie.
Vickers for the win.
Gaga.
Three, two, one.
Stop looking at Eli and Pip.
Born This Way.
Now, honestly,
yeah.
On
he
your
did not
life,
say a single thing to me.
Why haven't you pointed out Pip as well?
Because I don't ever look to Pip for this game. It's not her strength.
So you definitely...
Normally Eli's the man to go to.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.